Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Jesse Albright from Wimbledon, North Dakota. And Jesse, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for making some time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Very excited to talk with you. We have a huge weekend coming up in the community of Wimbledon. It is the 125th celebration. That's a long time to be a community. Jesse, tell us a little bit about how this celebration came to be.
It came up about 2 years ago. We had an all-school reunion, and we had a great time there. So we started doing some digging in the history books, and we found out that we had a big celebration coming up, the 125 years of Wimbledon. And that's how we came up with the idea.
It's funny how like a quick search, like something like that, can ultimately turn into a huge weekend that you guys have planned. And it's very exciting, very full, very fun, it sounds like. Again, Wimbledon's 125th celebration going to be on June 22nd through the 25th. So I guess, Jesse, let's hop right into it. It all kicks off kind of on Thursday with the Depot Museum opening and the Steak Night fundraiser, right?
Correct. It started about 5 years ago. A couple started up Steak Night to raise funds to do some stuff around the community. So we're going to kick off our weekend with Steak Night from 5 to 8 o'clock Thursday the 22nd. Come on up, you get a ribeye potato fixings for $13, and all the profits go back into the community. And then we're going to roll into Friday with there'll be stuff going on all day. We're going to have a local business that volunteered their office, TCI Insurance, to pick up anything that you haven't done yet. You could pick up your t-shirts, sign up for the 5K we're going to have, the parade, ask any questions you got about the event and the weekend you can do that day. And then going into Friday afternoon, we will have a social. Come on out, see everybody at 6 o'clock, which is also going to be a supper. And our theme is farm to table. It's a fundraiser for our store. Then about 9 o'clock that night, we're going to have a street dance. And at dusk, we're going to have a pretty kicking fireworks show.
And that's just the first 2 days, because then there's two other days following that full of stuff.
Correct. And then our big day is the 24th, Saturday. We're going to start it off with the Legion's going to do pancakes for anybody who needs a little bit in them, some carbs to kick off Friday night, try to start out Saturday morning. And then if you really want to get at it, we'll have a 5K starting at 8:30 for those runners that want to do it. And anybody who doesn't feel like doing 3.2 miles, you can come out and do a little over 1 mile at 9 o'clock. We'll go around town for any little tykes or anybody who wants to do a little bit. We have that available. Then we're going to have a parade at about 10:30. Anybody who wants to come out, see our town, put any entry in it. If you have a motorcycle, something cool you've redone, a car, come put it in our parade.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, it's, very exciting. Again, Jesse Albright joining us on Let's Talk About It. Wimbledon celebrating 125 years as a community. Very big celebration for these guys. And, something great about this too, Jesse, for those maybe who haven't been to Wimbledon for some time, or those who want to make the trip back to celebrate 125 years, you guys have a lot of cool stuff. The Peggy Museum is now open, and the new Veterans Memorial is now open for everybody to check out too, right?
It is. And actually next week, our plane gets delivered to it. A T-33 is going to be moved from Fargo. It's going to be quite a cool move to watch, and it will be set next Wednesday and Thursday on the memorial. And then they're actually going to dedicate the memorial the weekend of the 125th at 2 o'clock that Saturday.
That's awesome. That's very exciting. So I'm sure you guys are looking forward to a huge turnout for that. Jesse, if there's anybody who wants to, get involved with the 125th celebration, they want to ask questions about it, or they want to get the full schedule, because, as you pointed out, lots of things happening Saturday, a huge day for you guys. Are there some places they can go to get more information about the celebration?
Absolutely. You could check out our Facebook page at WildcatPalooza17. And not everybody has Facebook. You can also go to WimbledonND.com. It's on there. Or you can give us a call, myself. You could come out to Wimbledon, check us out, take a look, see some of the improvements we've done, and ask around, and anybody can help you out.
Awesome. Jesse, thank you so much for joining us. Is there anything else you wanted to throw out there about the celebration coming up?
Absolutely. We have a local talent taking stage at 9 o'clock Saturday night. It is for everybody to enjoy. It'll be 32 below.
Exciting. Very exciting time. Check it all out, as Jesse said. And Jesse, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.